knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Another man that we see a lot. Man that walks through the doors of these churches. Not just this church, but all churches. That thing called a carnal man. See, because if you look at the Greek word for that word carnal, is sarkinos, which means flesh. You see, the carnal man is one who is not spiritually mature. He is a babe in Christ. Praise God. He is a true believer who has not developed spiritually. I'm not giving you a license to stay in that vein. Praise God, because you need to be a carnal Christian. Praise God, to become in this next person I'm going to talk about. Praise God. You see, he does not know Christ. Praise God, and the things of God like he or she should. His or her mind and behavior are not focused upon Christ like they should be. Yes, praise God. His mind and his behavior are not focused upon Christ like it should be. You see, he has been a believer, you'll get this, for many years. They've been believers for a long time. I ain't talking about me. I've been in church for 70 years. I've been in church for, but in 70 years, you haven't changed. You love the Lord, but you are still in that carnal way. Praise God. Amen. Carnal-minded person not going to even try to learn that much about Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, I'm going to come in here and listen to that. I'm going to sing a few songs and say a few things. But right then. But the last man that I need to talk about is that spiritual man. You see, the Greek word for spirit is that word pneuma, which means it is a word that is used for the Holy Spirit, which means that the spirit, that the spiritual man is a person in whom the Holy Spirit dwells. I said at the outset, praise God, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, praise God, that when we received Jesus Christ, we were sealed, praise God, until the day of redemption. We were sealed with the Holy Ghost Spirit of promise. Praise God, and praise God. And since we are sealed with that Holy Ghost Spirit of promise, amen, we are to walk in it. We are to walk in it. Praise God. You see, that person who has the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of them they are not spiritual just because he has received some superior human gift. They are not just spiritual because they have received some unusual ability. They are not just spiritual because, praise God, they have become more intellectual than before. They are not spiritual, praise God, because that they are greater than what they were before. They are not spiritual just because they are better than what they were before. They are spiritual, praise God, because they have received the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is living on the inside of them, influencing every step of their life. Praise God. Paul writes that from Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. He said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. He said, for the carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's something about a spiritually minded person. Yeah. Spiritual minded person, Sister Lee, is going to pray for others. Spiritually minded person is going to visit the sick. Praise God. A spiritually minded person is going to witness to others about the saving power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm talking about a spiritually minded person. And if you are sitting in here today, praise God, are you still sitting in your carnal ways? Praise God. Move from that carnality, praise God, to where you have the Spirit of God dwelling in your life, so that this world that's looking at you, this world will be able to see a difference in you. Amen. We shouldn't be in church for 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years. And we are just as mean today as we were when we were out on the street. Mess with me. Nobody mess with me. Them folks know not to mess with me. You know, my daddy was bad. My granddaddy was bad. I'm bad. I believe the last time I read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, he said that whosoever is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. All things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. If your old man was a man that cursed, praise God, he ought to be getting new. If you cussed 10 times yesterday, you ought to cuss 9 today. 8 tomorrow. 7 after that. Because we got the Spirit of God on the inside of us. Let me close. Talk about that if we want to receive the mind of Christ, we got to first put on his knowledge. We got to then put, praise God, the Spirit of God on the inner man. That's on the inside of us. Because there's something about the Spirit of God. Rev. Jones, Rev. Phillip, there's something about the Spirit, man. Praise God, if you were mean as a rattlesnake. Man, that Spirit will calm that meanness. If you were one of those people, praise God, that gave somebody a piece of your mind. Does Holy Spirit tell you hold on to your mind? You need it. Praise God. But as I get ready to close, when I look at the mind of Christ, praise God, we receive it by receiving the love of Jesus Christ. Man, I sat down today and I look around the world and I look around Christendom. And we throw that word love around very loosely. Just throw it around. Don't mean it no more than Hogan's goat. Just throw it around. It sounds good. You see, Jesus Christ loved us so much that he gave his life for us. I want you to put these on the marquee because I think everybody need to read them. If you go to John chapter 15, verse 13, y'all know it. He said, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. He loved us so much. Praise God. Y'all know he gave his only begotten son for us. And he admonishes us to love one another. In fact, if you go to John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, he lets us know that. Love ye one another as I have loved you. Love ye also one another. He said, by this, you know the this that he's talking about? The this, he said, by this shall all men know that you love one another. He ain't talking about the this about how much money you give. He ain't talking about the diss of how well you sing. He's not talking about the diss of how well you preach. He ain't talking about the diss of how well you pray. He's not talking about the diss of how well you work. Praise God. He said, by this, he's talking about the love that you show one to another. And my brothers and my sisters, we are to love just like God loved us. We can't come to church. We can't go to work. Working next to somebody, sitting next to somebody, and don't have the decency to speak. Something's wrong with that. You can't come in here and sing all of these songs. Listen to all of these prayers. Listen to all of these sermons. And walk out the church madder than you did when you came in. You want to receive the mind of Christ? You got to receive it by his love. There's something about the love of Jesus Christ. See, the love of Jesus Christ is the love of a spiritual being. It is that love that causes one to hunger after union with God and with God's people. No way in the world I can walk in here. Praise God, I don't care what you have done to me. I don't care what you have said to me. I don't care what you have said about me. Praise God, there is no way in the world I'm going to walk inside this church. In fact, if I hear that you done said something about me, that's when I'm going to grab you. I'm going to grab you and hug you so hard, kiss your neck. Yeah. I'm not going to be like Judas. I'm not going to be like Judas. Judas kissed heaven's doors and went straight to hell. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to say, man, come on, how you doing? Praise God. So it's that kind of love. It's a love of spiritual being, but not only is it a love of spiritual being, it's a love of spiritual life. I'm talking about that love that shares the same life.